from KQED.
Let's move now to Oroville, where all evacuation orders and advisories have been lifted for areas around the Oroville Dam. This comes 6 weeks after residents had to leave in a hurry after an emergency spillway started eroding. But in the longer term, there's still a lot of work to do to make sure the next rainy season doesn't bring more problems. KQED's Dan Brecky joins us now. And Dan, what's the situation in Butte County right this minute?
The sheriff in Butte County is Corey Honey, and he's adopted a very cautious stance in the wake of the spillway emergency on February 12th. He has been trying to remind residents that they need to be ready to get out of town at a moment's notice, just like they did on that one Sunday afternoon. And so he had kept evacuation advisories in place, and he now says that he's satisfied with the work he's seen. However, the county is doing a lot of work to make sure that the next evacuation, if it's ever necessary, is done in a much more planned out fashion.
Now, the sheriff is not the only one who's taking things seriously. We are also hearing about state water officials have some opinions about things as well. Tell us about that.
Well, the Department of Water Resources was required to bring on a board of experts to sort of oversee the shoring up of the emergency spillway and the assessment and repair plans for the main spillway that failed in early February. And the Associated Press reported earlier this week that this board had issued a brief report saying the situation at the spillway poses a very significant risk if the spillway, and this is the flood control release point for Lake Oroville, if it's not functional when the rainy season comes back, as we hope it will, in the fall. So we're talking about November. And the kind of risk they're talking about is, if the lake rises again and goes over this emergency weir and down this hillside like it did in February, there's a danger that of a really large uncontrolled release of water into the Feather River, and then you have huge risks to downstream communities again.
Now, before the rainy season in November comes, is there any chance of storms as soon as this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have weather this weekend into next week. People are looking at that very carefully. The amount of runoff into Lake Oroville has been increasing. Now, the Department of Water Resources has been releasing water down the damaged spillway, so they are slowly lowering the lake to sort of buy themselves time to complete the work they need to do. And hanging over all of this is the fact that there is a gigantic snowpack in the Feather River watershed up above the lake, and that's going to melt off, and that's going to create a lot of runoff too. So people are going to be watching this very closely for months now.
KQED's Dan Brecky. Dan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.